Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Ondine Constable.
About 5 years ago, my husband Kent and I moved to Boynton Beach from North Carolina, and we came at the request of the directors of the Transcendental Meditation Center in Boca. They were moving, and they were looking for a husband and wife team to take over for them. And I had recently become a teacher of TM, and my husband, a longtime teacher of TM, but he was retiring from his career in graphics, and we decided this would be a great time to move to Florida. And so we have been teaching full-time in Delray Beach. Our center is on Linton Boulevard. Transcendental meditation is a very simple, effortless technique that allows the mind to transcend, which means to go beyond the surface level of thinking and experience quieter and quieter levels of the mental activity of the mind, and then actually transcend mental activity. And it gives the mind and body really profound state of rest and relaxation. And it just brings such joy to my heart, because I want to give you an example. A single mom and her son, who was about 10 at the time, came to learn about TM. And she was so stressed. She has a very demanding job, and she had two young boys, the 10-year-old that was with her, and then a younger boy. The 10-year-old boy, he kind of charged in like he was not really aware of other people in the room, like he was kind of wrapped up in his own mind, and he almost like a bull in a china shop, in a sense of not being so socially aware of saying hello or things like that. He just kind of barged in and went straight to the whiteboard and picked up pens and started drawing on the board. Meanwhile, we were having a conversation with his mother, and he was just kind of self-absorbed. And when she would say, oh, you know, here, say hello, he wouldn't make eye contact because he didn't feel really comfortable, kind of socially awkward. And she came at the suggestion of a psychologist. And there's a technique for kids under age 10, at about age 5 or so, that they will learn the children's TM technique. When they're walking or playing quietly, there's a very simple mental technique that they do that's very valuable for the brain growth. And then at age 10, kids learn the technique that we do as adults, which is sitting comfortably in a chair with the eyes closed. But at age 10, they would meditate for about 10 minutes and then gradually increase in time. Meanwhile, we come out, and my husband's been talking with a young boy. He's been drawing pictures. We have a whiteboard in our office that we use to give our introductory talks and such. And they've just been chit-chatting, and the young boy has been drawing pictures. And he's obviously a very disturbed young boy. He has nightmares and wakes up with terrors every night. And he's drawing pictures of toxic waste. And the fact that he was drawing was appealing to me, because I always liked to draw pictures when I was his age, too. And so it was something that we could discuss in common. You know, oh, what are you drawing a picture of? Oh, toxic waste. How interesting. And it was almost as if there was just an intensity of discomfort. It would almost be like he was talking to a disembodied other person. So the two of them start TM, and I'll never forget, when people learn TM, they learn privately. So my husband teaches men and young boys privately, and then I teach women so privately. So I finished teaching his mom, and then we're sitting in the front room waiting for Kent and the young boy to finish. And they finish, and they come out, and the young boy says, "I feel greatness inside." And it just made my heart swell, because it was such an innocent statement. It was the first relief he had ever experienced. And then as they came for their follow-up appointments, I noticed that the kinds of things he was drawing on his on the whiteboard and also just doodling on pieces of paper, he started drawing, you know, more pleasant pictures and engaging in conversation. Like, oh, this is a picture of a tree, or this is a picture of my dog and me, or things like that. There was more interaction. He's still, even, you know, when we see him now, he's not so much an eye contact sort of fellow, but he's obviously much more comfortable, and he likes to talk about his experiences in meditation, but he also, now he'll tell us more about what he's thinking and feeling. And whenever he would come in, we'd have a little meditation tune-up session, and he liked to have a shawl here. It's a pashmina shawl, so it's very cozy and soft, and he always asked for the shawl because he likes to come to the center and meditate and have this shawl wrapped around his shoulders. It's just so heartwarming to see that.
Ondine Constable with a story about the power of meditation.
Michael, wouldn't you love to learn meditation from this woman?
That would be great.
You know, Marshall McLuhan wrote many years ago a book called The Medium is the Message. And when I hear Ondine's voice, just the tone of her voice, just the measured calm of her voice shows me what meditation can do for you.
You mean put you in a hypnotic trance?
Not in any way. She doesn't sound like that, but she sounds very present. She is being very effective and very intelligent.
I've attempted meditation in the past, and I just could assume I'm doing it all wrong because I certainly haven't gotten the results that Ondine is talking about. Do you meditate?
I do, and I gotta tell you that when this child says, this 10-year-old boy walks out of his first session and says, and this is so wonderful because Ondine uses the dialogue here, and says, quote, "I feel greatness inside," I know what he's talking about. You know, it doesn't happen every time. It doesn't happen necessarily to anybody the first time or the second time or even the 20th time. But there is some feeling. And I think that rather than standing up and saying meditation does this and this and this and this and give all of the physiological and psychological benefits, it's just such a lovely story.
Why would TM make this boy feel the greatness?
I would guess that it was because it was the first time that he came in contact with a deeper part of himself and realized that he contains, as the poet says, he contains multitudes, and realized, perhaps I'm reading a little bit too much into this, but realize that some of the answers that he's seeking are in himself.
Why doesn't everybody meditate?
Maybe because everybody hasn't heard Ondine's story. You know, I mean, sometimes you just got to find the right person at the right time. And I think that is what this story tells us between the lines. Presumably, Ondine's client, the mother, and presumably the boy, had been floundering around for quite some time, not being able to find the right answer. And sometimes it just takes somebody running into somebody. The way that I started TM was just a client said, hey, here's something I'm making available to you. When I say the best kind of stories are transition points, it's about the road taken, you know, instead of the road not taken.
I think he's rather lucky to discover that.
I do too, and I think we're rather lucky to have found this storyteller. As I intimated before, I could listen to her all day. I also loved some of the language that she used. Now, this is someone from North Carolina, so she has a way of speaking that I find very delightful. I don't generally use the word fellow or the word chit-chat, or I don't say something, something, and such. This is the kind of speech that comes from a place where I don't come from. And so I love listening to the word choices people use. These are not bizarre words. These are words I certainly have heard people use. But it's nice when you say, you know, this is somebody who had a background a little different than mine.
Karen, thanks for bringing that story in. if our listeners have South Florida stories they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
They can email me at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me through the website at wlrn.org, radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.